It's Raiders week, the definition of rivalry. It's good versus evil. It's Luke Skywalker versus Darth Vader. It's the Raiders, here at Arrowhead, in a week that the Chiefs definitely need to get back into the win column. During Raiders week, though, records go out the window. It's history and competition, wrapped up in swirling emotions that make this matchup so much fun. In recent years, the games played between these two AFC West foes have rekindled the passion of Raiders week. Whether it's a six-interception dismantling that resulted in not only a win for the Chiefs, but a shutout of the Raiders in Oakland in 2011. Or the game that eliminated the Chiefs for good only a few months later by not one blocked kick, but two. Raiders week always finds a great angle for us to love this week and hate the Raiders all in one breath. The rivalry goes back as long as the AFL does, and in 1960 the very first game was played. Since then, the teams have faced off every year. Punch for punch, blow for blow, bomb for bomb, and it never seems to get old. The Chiefs have won more games than they've lost to the bad guys, but not much more. They are 55-49-2 all time, but have not won a game at Arrowhead against Oakland since 2006. The Chiefs have swept the season 16 times, and from 2003 to 2007, they didn't lose a game to the Raiders. That's a 9-game winning streak, something the Chiefs would like to get started, starting now. What better place to play than Arrowhead? What better time to do it than at a time when it's needed the most at home? And what better way to come out of a bye and get a W, like doing it against a team we love to hate, the Oakland Raiders.